Friends, I just want to do a book recommendation today. I'm not sure if you'll be able to get this book or not. I was looking at Amazon and eBay and some of those sites, and the only copies I could see were at least £61 and above that, £84, £85. But whenever I was a young Christian growing up here in Lisburn, there was a Faith Mission bookshop on Railway Street. And there was a lady that worked in the Faith Mission bookshop, and I'd known her from childhood days, and her name was Jean. My brother was studying in university in Scotland, in Dundee, and I was going over to visit him. And before I went, I called into the Faith Mission bookshop. And this lady, Jean, was asking me what I was doing, and I was telling her about going to see my brother in Scotland. And she says, "Oh, hold on, I've got a great book for you about Scotland." And she came down with this book here, Channel of Revival, a biography of Duncan Campbell, the author Andrew Woolsey. I had never heard of Duncan Campbell before. I wasn't familiar with the concept of revival, but I took the book, and whenever I was travelling up after getting off the ferry in Stranraer in the train, I started reading this book. And this is the copy that I had away back in those days. It's a very easy book to read, very readable, very engaging. But the message in the book captivated my heart. It set my Christian life on a new trajectory. I had never heard really of revival before, didn't know what it was. But as I read the story of the life and ministry of Duncan Campbell and how the Lord blessed his ministry, especially on the Isles of Lewis and Harris from 1949 to 1952, 1953, I began to realize that this was something real. And this was something to pray for, something to seek God for. And it captivated and thrilled my heart. I've read the book several times since. This one's Falling Apart. I had it out in Australia over about 20 years ago. And it's been screwed together because it wasn't, the binding had fallen apart. And I was captivated so much by this book that I must have over the years brought dozens of copies. I can remember maybe on a Thursday night after work going into the Faith Mission bookshop, lifting a couple of copies of this little book here, Channel of Revival. I think it was £3.99 sterling back in those days. And all of my Christian friends, anybody I met that talked about the Lord, I would try to give them a copy of this book, expecting them to be thrilled by it. Some people enjoyed it, but it just didn't seem to have the same impact that it had in this heart of mine. It was an instrumental little book in my Christian life. Out of print now, sadly. And I can remember going into a Christian bookstore in Belfast upstairs a few years ago, and they had about 20 copies left, all in the reduced section, 99 pence each. And I lifted all 20 copies, and since those days, those have been given out as well. This is a first edition, and then this was the reprint here. It was just originally called Duncan Campbell, a biography. And one year on our holidays in Scotland, we had the opportunity, just outside of Oban, of going to Ardchatan Priory, an old Church of Scotland building in a community not far from an area called Benderloch. And Duncan Campbell's grave is out at the back of this church. There were several Duncan Campbells buried in the churchyard, so it took us a little while to find the grave of the Reverend Duncan Campbell. But what a tremendous book, probably one of the most influential books in my life outside of the Word of God. And there's so many stories in this book that will stir the hearts of God's people to live for and to pray for revival. God's servant had been ordained after leaving the Faith Mission as a United Free Church minister, and was a popular conference speaker across Britain and also across in Canada as well. But in the late 1940s, his daughter noticed a change in his life. He had somehow grown cold. And she asked him a challenging question. "Daddy, when was the last time you led a soul to Jesus Christ?" That he had to acknowledge that a coldness and a strangeness had crept into his Christian life and experience. He got right with God. The Lord touched his life afresh, filled him with the Spirit of God. He left the ordained ministry that he was in, went back to the Faith Mission, and soon found himself on the Isle of Lewis to conduct what he thought would just be a fortnight of gospel ministry in a parish church in a place called Barvis. But whenever he got off the ferry at Stornoway, the capital of Lewis, he was met with the elders of the church, and they simply asked him this question: "Mr. Campbell, are you walking with God?" He was challenged about the high plane of spirituality that these people were living on. And as he preached a couple of nights into that mission, preached on the five wise virgins and then the five foolish virgins the next night, the Lord came down in great power. And he found himself on the island for over 3 years. And what a time of tremendous blessing that must have been. I've had the privilege over the years of meeting people who knew Duncan Campbell and others who have visited and been to the Isle of Lewis and met many of those old converts from those days. And we long and pray that God would come again. Heart's cry of God's people in these days, as it was on the Isle of Lewis, Isaiah 64, verse 1. Oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, that thou wouldest come down, that the mountains might flow down at thy presence. Or Psalm 85, 6. Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? So if you can get a copy of this book, Duncan Campbell, Channel of Revival, or the first edition, just to give you a look at the covers there, you might want to look around, see if you can get a copy. You might have to pay a pound or two, but I tell you, it'll be worth it. It'll bless your soul, and let's seek God for a move of his Spirit. Thank you, folks. God bless you. See you soon.